أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وإن كذبوك فقل لي عملي ولكم عملكم أنتم بريئون مما أعمل وأنا بريء مما تعملون. In the ayah that we discussed in the previous lesson, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had presented a challenge to the mushrikeen and the polytheists, a challenge related to the Qur'an. For they had claimed that the Qur'an was an invention of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if that is what they claim and they feel that they are true in their claim, that then should present and they should produce one chapter similar to that of the Qur'an. Allah advises the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as to how he should react and respond to the criticisms, the accusations, and these type of remarks that are made by the mushrikeen. Ayah number 41 of Surah Yunus, Allah says, وَإِن كَذَّبُوكَ, if they repeatedly deny you and reject you and belie you, فَقُلْ لِي عَمَلِي وَلَكُمْ عَمَلُكُمْ, then tell them that, look, for me is my deed and for you is your deed. Do not interfere with me. Fine, if you do not accept this message and you are not willing to embrace Islam, then do not bother me. قُلْ لِي عَمَلِي, I will continue with my deed and my action. I have my work to do. وَلَكُمْ عَمَلُكُمْ, you carry on with your deed and you carry on with your actions. أَنْتُمْ بَرِيئُونَ مِمَّا أَعْمَلْ, you are absolved of what I do. In other words, you are not going to be held accountable for what I do. أَنْتُمْ بَرِيئُونَ وَأَنَا بَرِيءٌ مِمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ, and I am absolved of what you do. I am not going to be held accountable for what you do and the actions that you commit. So I have a responsibility, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is told to say to them, and I have fulfilled the responsibility in as far as warning you is concerned and apprising you and making you aware of the deen of Islam. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَسْتَمِعُونَ إِلَيْكَ, Allah advises the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and from amongst them, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, are those who are attentively listening to you. They are listening to you. There were times where the chieftains and the prominent figures amongst the Quraysh, they would secretly come and listen to the recitation of the Quran. They were so amazed and so fascinated by the Quran that uncontrollably, even though after that, on few occasions when they met amongst themselves and they realized that some of them were going secretly in the dark and listening to the recitation of the Quran, even though they agreed amongst themselves not to do it, you find the next day they would do the very same thing, go and listen to the recitation of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so they are listening to you. أَفَأَنْتَ تُسْمِعُ السُّمَّ وَلَوْ كَانُوا لَا يَعْقِلُونَ, but do you have the ability to make the deaf person listen even though they do not understand? For them to listen, one is hearing and one is listening with understanding. Now that is beyond your control. They are listening to you. It's a matter of them now grasping the message and being prepared to understand. That is beyond your control. That is left up to the individual as to whether he is willing to understand the message and not only listen to it. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْظُرْ إِلَيْكَ, and there are those who are even watching you. They are looking at you. They are observing your deeds. They are observing your actions. أَفَأَنْتَ تَهْدِي الْعُمْيَ وَلَوْ كَانُوا لَا يُبْصِرُونَ, but do you have the ability to guide the blind person even though they do not have the inner sight, the inner vision? So one is the sight that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them, and one is the inner sight, which is the sight of the heart that you have no control over. So even though they are watching you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the insight, that is something that they are not prepared to exercise. That is why you should do what you are required to do. You are doing what is within your ability. Beyond that, it is left up to the individual. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَظْلِمُ النَّاسِ شَيْئًا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah does not wrong the people in the least. Allah does not exercise injustice towards anyone. وَلَكِنَّ النَّاسَ أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ But it is the people who oppress only themselves. وَيَوْمَ يَحْشُرُهُمْ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and the day when He will resurrect them, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring them forth out of their graves. كَأَلَّمْ يَلْبَثُوا إِلَّا سَاعَةً مِنَ النَّهَارِ They will feel as if they did not remain in their graves except for a moment or a fraction of a day. That is how they will feel. They will feel that they did not remain except for a very short period of time, even though they may have remained for hundreds of years. يَتَعَارَفُونَ بَيْنَهُمْ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they will be able to recognize each other. This will be on the day of Qiyamah, when we are resurrected from our graves. Initially, we will easily be able to recognize one another. And generally, you are able to recognize a person only if you remained away from him for a short period of time. But if you haven't seen somebody for years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, it's difficult to recognize the person. So that is why they will feel that they have remained in their graves only for a short period of time, because they will have the ability to recognize each other. But at a later stage, as the day of Qiyamah progresses, there will come a point where due to the horrendous situation on that day, they will lose the ability to even recognize each other. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَدْ خَسِرَ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِلِقَاءِ اللَّهِ Certainly those who have rejected their meeting with Allah, who deny the meeting with Allah, they are indeed the true losers. وَمَا كَانُوا مُهْتَدِينَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and they are the ones who are not rightly guided. وَإِمَّا نُرِيَنَّكَ بَعْضَ الَّذِي نَعِدُهُمْ O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether we show them some of what we have promised them. Because now and again, every now and again, they who tell the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, show us what you are promising us. You are speaking of punishment, you are speaking of adab, you are speaking of Jannah, you are speaking of Jahannam, you are speaking of things that are beyond our comprehension. So show it to us, prove it to us. Allah tells the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whether you show them some of that which we promise them, أو نتوفينك, or whether we take you away from this world before that, فَإِلَيْنَا مَرْجِعُهُمْ Either way, their return is to us. They will have to come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ اللَّهُ شَهِيدٌ عَلَى مَا يَفْعَلُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will act as a witness against all that they had perpetrated and all that they had committed in this world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. Subhanahu wa ta'ala.